A camera caught crimes committed by Leslie Nicholson at a Laird Township residence in the spring of 2024, a judge heard last week. The two videos were the first details the Crown presented to Ontario Court Justice Heather Mendes about what occurred during the March 9 incidents, for which Nicholson pleaded guilty to four charges. Nicholson, 35, was convicted of threatening, mischief under $5,000, theft over $5,000 and possession of a firearm, a pellet gun, for a dangerous purpose. Mendes sentenced him to a 9-month conditional sentence, which he will serve in the community, followed by 2 years probation. Ontario provincial police officers responded to a call shortly after 7 p.m. about an unwanted person at a Nebush Road residence. Nicholson had shown up at the complainant's place and tried to jumpstart a four-wheeler that was on his property, prosecutor Adriana Mucciarelli said. The other man asked him to leave, and Nicholson threatened the complainant that he would be back. When he returned a short time later, he had what looked like a sawed-off shotgun, the assistant Crown attorney said. Nicholson, who was accompanied by another man, then stole a black dump trailer after attaching it to a pickup truck. Defense lawyer Ken Walker asked the judge to consider a sentence of 7 months house arrest, on top of the 50 days his client spent in pre-sentence custody and on strict bail conditions. He's hoping to go back to work. The accused told Mendes he has remorse and, I feel bad about what I did. The Crown proposed 6 months in jail, less credit for his pre-sentence custody, followed by 3 years probation. There were triable issues and the firearm wasn't recovered, Mucciarelli said, adding it is aggravating that he had a handgun. Nicholson had faced a charge of robbery with violence, but the Crown didn't proceed with that charge, she told Mendes. This doesn't take away from how concerning the incident was. He returned with another individual and what looks like a sawed-off shotgun slung over his shoulder. The complainant had no idea if it was a real firearm or not, she said. When people hear about this type of offense, they feel less safe. A conditional sentence is not appropriate in the circumstances. He should be held accountable. When she imposed her sentence, Mendes said the facts appear on the surface to be aggravating. Nicholson went to the complainant's property to take the items and when he returned the second time it was dark and he had a firearm. There's certainly more to this situation than meets the eye, the judge suggested. This is not some random act. During the first 6 months of his 9-month conditional sentence, Nicholson will be under house arrest. He can only leave his residence for medical emergencies and appointments, employment and traveling directly to and from work. As well, he is permitted to be out on Fridays from 12 noon to 4 p.m. to obtain the necessities of life. During the final 3 months, Nicholson will have a curfew from 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. While serving his sentence, he can't have any alcohol or drugs, must have no contact with the complainant and three other people and must take any recommended counseling. Mendes also imposed a 10-year weapons prohibition and ordered him to provide a DNA sample for the national database.